A woman fired from an assisted living center in Lead wants a jury to hear her grievances. The South Dakota Supreme Court heard arguments in the case on Tuesday, November 7th. Shirley Harvey says she was fired in 2012 after fellow employees falsely reported her for slapping and isolating a resident. But her employer says she admitted to the conduct and was legally fired under state law. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
Shirley Harvey had worked at Golden Ridge Assisted Living in Lead for 11 years before she was fired. She sued, but a Seventh Circuit judge granted summary judgment to Rapid City Regional Health administrators named as defendants. Plaintiff's attorney Gary Jensen of Rapid City tells justices that two of Harvey's fellow employees made allegations against her in retaliation for Harvey's insistence on excellence. He says her supervisors acted with malice when they dismissed her.
Just because I'm employed at will doesn't give my employer the right to slander me, to defame me, to falsely claim that I've done something wrong, to accuse me of something that threatens my life and may put me in prison.
Harvey was charged criminally with elder abuse and indicted by a grand jury, but the trial court dismissed the case after hearing the state's evidence. Defendant's attorney is Jeffrey Hurd of Rapid City. He says the Seventh Circuit judge got it right when she did not allow the civil case to go to a jury. Hurd tells justices that Harvey admitted isolating the patient, and she told an investigating police officer that she grabbed the resident hard enough to make a sound like a slap. Hurd says those admissions nullify Harvey's claims that her fellow employees lied.
The act itself is undisputed. That whatever you want to say about the believability of these people and what should have been investigated and what should not have been investigated, all of that went by the wayside when she admitted the basic fundamental acts.
Hurd says medical employees are required to report any abuse they witness, and the facility is required by law to report all allegations of abuse to the Department of Health. That agency then initiated a law enforcement investigation and suspended Harvey's professional license. Justices will issue an opinion later. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.